You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
You know, you bus workers, you know what I'm talking about tonight on where we talk about others. The bus ministry is all about others. Amen. I'm so thankful for the 1.6 million riders that have come to this church through the bus ministry.
Amen.
I think if we have a bus mother right now suffering with cancer, and she's come for the last 8 years, rides the bus, a mother, every single week is on the bus. I think of every Sunday of my life, I meet someone at the door, and they said, I rode the bus. I had a lady tell me down here several weeks ago, she said, I rode the bus as a teenager back in the 70s and 80s. I got away from the Lord, but now I have grandbabies, and I've got them on the bus. I'm going to keep them on the bus.
Good.
You know, you bus workers, you know about others, don't you? You know what it is to, on Saturday morning and throughout the week, knock on a door and say, just checking on the kids, making sure they're coming tomorrow. You know what that's about, amen, bus workers? You know what that's about, teenagers? You work on these bus routes. God bless you. I don't know which one is going to be the next Billy Sunday, but you might be reaching a Billy Sunday for Christ. I want to thank God for the A, the B, the C, and the D Sunday school teachers. You know something about what I'm talking about tonight, others. I had a deacons meeting with those 40-some deacons last night, and every membership packet is delivered, and they all have people they're working with, and they have a report they fill out. And I'm just amazed at how they live for others. I went to the hospital today, and there was in the hospital visiting, and there's flowers from our church, and that's someone that called the florist and got them there for others. Look all around you. Find someone in need. Help somebody today. Good Christians do not live for themselves. Let me say it again. Good Christians do not live for themselves. They always live for others. Look what the Bible says where we read Philippians chapter 2, verse number 3, the latter part of the verse. But in lowliness of mind, here it is, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. My Bible says in Psalm 41:1, blessed is he that considereth the poor. You know, we can consider the rich. We ought to consider, Jesus considered everybody. But always remember the poor people. Always remember to knock on the door. Poor people are looking for something. Thank God for poor people.
Amen.
You say, how did you develop such a church with, they dress so nice, they look so nice, they act so nice, they talk so nice. I'll tell you how we did that. We just concerned ourselves with others.
Yes,
I was telling the preacher boys today in my class, you go to the average wedding rehearsal, you go to the average wedding these days, they're all in tennis shoes and in blue jeans and t-shirts.
Yep.
You go to the average funeral, and they're in tennis shoes and blue jeans and t-shirts.
Right.
But not around here.
Right.
We show respect to one another.
Amen.
And I thank God for that. That came through training, but that came by working with others. Amen. Look all around you. Find someone in need. Help somebody today. Though it be small, some neighborly deed. Help somebody today.
Amen.
Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 8. We're going to find our greatest example of Brother Everson, in your first paragraph that you prayed tonight, you just mentioned, thank you, Jesus, that you're the great example. I want to say in living for others, let Christ be your example.
Yes.
He's our example. Let's look quickly in chapter number 8. In chapter number 8, he considered himself with the poor. And behold, verse 2, there came a leper. Worship him, saying, Lord, canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him and said two words, I will. Jesus saw a leper and touched him. Look at the next text. The centurion came to him And he said, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick with a palsy, grievous torment. And Jesus said, I will. He said, I will to the leper. He said, I will to the centurion. Notice what the Bible says in chapter number 8, verse 14. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother. By the way, Romanism has Peter as the first pope. He saw Peter's wife's mother. The first pope was married. And by the way, he wasn't the first pope. But the Bible says, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered. Jesus went after the leper. Jesus went after the centurion's servant. Jesus went after Peter's mother. Look what it says here in verse number 28. And when he was come to the other side of the country, the Gadarenes, and met a possessed with devils coming out of the tombs. And you know the story, the verse 32, he said unto them, go, and they were come out, and they went to the herd of the swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down the steep place of the sea. Jesus concerned himself with the leper. Jesus concerned himself with the centurion's servant. Jesus concerned himself with Peter's mother. Jesus concerned himself with a demon-possessed man. Hey, I want you to see this. How about chapter 9? He considered the palsy man. And he entered a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy. What did he do? He healed the man sick of the palsy. Amen. What about the woman with the issue of blood? Verses 18 through 22. And the Bible says in the verse 22, Jesus turned about him and said, thy faith hath made thee whole. Then Jesus came to the ruler's house. And now he takes this young daughter who, verse 18, was sick. And now he gets to the young daughter and he healed her. He took care of Jairus' daughter. How about chapter 9, verse 27? When Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him. And when he was come to the house, the blind men came to him. Then he said, yea, Lord, and he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you. How about verse 35 through 38? Let's read it together. Chapter 9, verse 35 through 38. Ready, begin. And Jesus went about all the cities, See, our Lord concerned himself with lepers, with blind people, with palsy people. Peter's wife's mother was sick. He took care of this little girl. He took care of demon-possessed. He took care of rich people. How about Nicodemus? How about Zacchaeus? They were rich rulers. And yet he took time for everybody.
Amen.
I want to say about this Charlie Kirk fellow that was assassinated today. That man took care of everybody. If you'll listen to his story of his life, he just had time for everybody. Young children, older children, older people, young people. He just took time for everybody. That's the job of a good Christian. Take time for everybody. Stop and say hello to somebody. I was walking down the hallways of the hospital today, and I didn't get to really talk to very many people. I talked to a few along the way. But one by one, they just kept coming down that long corridor. I said, hello, how are you? And you know what? It's amazing how people look away from you until you say hello. And I probably passed 10 people. I said, hello, how you doing? And they looked up, said, doing fine, thank you. Hello, good to have you. Good to see you. Have a good day. Thank you very much. Every single person talked to me. You know, I want to take time for everybody.
Amen.
I maybe made someone's day today. The songwriter said, he went about doing good and helping where'er he could. For the Bible said, it spells, the message tells, he went about doing good. Jesus went about doing good. Pat Carr, you sang that song about 45, 50 years ago. I remember you singing that song. I think it's in our hymn book, maybe not. He went about doing good and helping where'er he could. I'm going to help people tomorrow.
Amen.
I'm going to help people on Friday. I'm going to help people on Saturday. I'm going to help people on Sunday. This dedication is so exciting to me because I don't know if any of these contractors are going to come. I hope they'll come. But we've had about 30, 35 contractors out there working on that building. And most of them, I cannot speak to them. They speak Spanish. But I tell you what, I know I'm sounding like I'm bragging. I'm not trying to brag. You watch how they light up when I talk to them. Right. I'll just say, ¿Cómo está? And they'll say something back, say, I don't understand what you're saying. They'll laugh at me. I'll look at this one and I say, nice, señorita. And they laugh at me. Not señorita, señor. Señorita. And I make fun of them. But those men love us. Brother Reimers, they love you. He brings them lunch every Friday. And Renee, you bring them Jamba Juice every two. They love her. They think she's great. And they don't know her yet. But may I say something to you? Love everybody.
Amen.
Always. You, Mom and Dad, your little children. Mom, do you have a few? I've got to ask you this. Later. Don't. I mean, you're stirring your food, and you may not be able to stop. But always take time for your children. Sure, I have time. But I'm watching this football game. Well, take the time to talk to them.
Amen.
You'll have football games long after they're out of your house. But you have them in your life, just a window. And then you're going to give your boy to some girl, and he's going to think you're second best, mother. That's the way it works. And dads, I can just tell you, you're not even on the list. You're not even on the charts anymore. It's the way it works. Our Lord was our great example. You know, secondly, the Apostle Paul was our great example. And they said, beside all that, the care of all the churches. Brother Simmons, Brother Paul, he just cared for everybody. He cared for those Galatian Christians that he won them to Christ, and then they turned his back on him, and he said, you'd have plucked your eyes out from me at one time. You treated me like I was an angel from God. Am I become your enemy that I tell you the truth? But he still loved them.
Amen.
He loved that church at Ephesus. He loved that church at Colossae. Now, he was dealing with Gnosticism, where they were adding additional law into the grace, and they were trying to merge those religions and the Eastern religion together. But he still loved those Colossae saints. He goes, I have you in my heart. I pray for you all the time. The Apostle Paul took time for everybody. He won Timothy to Christ. He won Titus to Christ, and he said, my son in the faith, and he wrote unto them, and he said, keep on, keep it on. Don't ever quit the ministry.
Amen.
And there'll be perilous times that are going to come, and I know that, and men are going to be lovers of their own selves and proud and boastful and inventors of evil and terrible times, but just keep on, keep it on, living for Jesus, a
Amen.
Life that's true, striving to please him in all I do. I found in my ministry, and that's why this church is filled on a Wednesday night with teenagers and adults. I found that this church loves people. I find that whatever it is, God's people rise up and meet the needs of people. That's why this is a good church.
Amen.
That's why the choir loft is filled and filled to overflowing every service. That's why bus workers are going out on those bus routes, and that's why these nursing homes are growing, and that's why the B bus ministry and the C bus ministry are growing again, and things are going on. Why? Because you care for people. I think of this Saturday as most of us are out. I wonder who we're going to reach for Christ, that their entire eternal destiny is going to be changed. I wonder who you're going to reach for Christ. That little boy that's in his home and is miserable. That little girl that's in her home and she's miserable. But you're going to reach him for Christ. I wonder what rest home you're going to go to and go from bed to bed, from room to room, and maybe even gathering together and sing and preach to a crowd of young people. I wonder what hospital visit you're going to make this week that you're going to be a blessing to. Look all around you. Find someone in need. They're everywhere. Everywhere you look today. And then I'd say lastly, not only let our Lord be your example, not only let the Apostle Paul be your example, but I want you to be an example. God's word says, be that example of the believer. What's the duty of a Christian? Others, Lord. Yes, others. Look not every man on his own, but everybody on the needs of others. Take your psalm book, if you will, please, with me, and turn to page 457. I wonder if you could see this song in closing together. We sang it somewhere today. I've had it on my heart. If I can help somebody, look all around you. Help somebody today. Help somebody today. Brother Galvan, if you'll play that song, we're going to sing it together. It's not our invitation song, but I want you to sing it. I want you to look everywhere. I want you to look for people. I want you to look for people that are weeping. I want you to look for people that are hateful and unkind. Help, look all around you, 457. Find someone in need. Help somebody today. It's not a very evangelistic song, but it's a good song. Remain seated there as we sing together. Look all around you, find someone in need. Help somebody today. Though it be little, a neighborly, help somebody today. Sing that second stanza, that last stanza, and if he'll play it through for us, we'll look at it. I've told you this story before, but the preacher was in his office studying, and the Holy Spirit of God pricked his heart. You ought to go soul winning right now. And he said, I'm not going soul winning. I've got to study. And he studied for a while, and the Holy Spirit said, you ought to go soul winning. And he got frustrated. He said, where do you want me to go soul winning? And it seemed like God just was talking to his heart. You know, I know God doesn't talk out loud, but it just seemed like God impressed upon his heart to go over this street over here. He knocked on every door that afternoon and never got an answer out of one door. He knocked on the last door, and he was knocking on that door, and nobody came. He turned around on that wooden porch and was getting ready to walk down those wooden steps, and the Spirit of God says, knock again. And I know that. I know when the Spirit of God tells me that. Knock again. I know it when he does. Try again. And he went back and knocked a little louder. And he said, no one's in there, God. And they knocked the third time, then the fourth. And he's debating with God on the porch, saying, there's nobody in there. Finally, he heard some noise. And he heard the wooden stairs, and people were coming. Someone was coming down those wooden stairs. And the man answered roughly, what do you want? He said, I don't know, but God sent me to this house to tell you that God loves you. He said, God doesn't love me. He said, oh, God loves you. He sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross for your sin. He witnessed him, Brother Whitlow, and witnessed to him. The man got saved. After he got saved, he said, by the way, what took you so long? Where were you? He said, come here. And he went up the stairwell. Then he turned and went up to the second, to the attic. And there was a chair. And there was a rope. And he said, my head was in the noose. I was ready to end life. And then you came by and knocked on my door. I'm going to live for Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Listen to that second stanza. Let's sing it together.
Many are waiting a kind, loving word. Help somebody today. Thou hast a message, oh let it. Help somebody today.
Sing it.
Help somebody. Somebody along life's way, let sorrow be ended, friend, let's be befriended. Oh, help somebody too. Our heads are bowed.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.